This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
Oakland A's baseball is just around the corner.
Rooker, it's a fly ball to deep center. Robert going back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Swing and a miss. Dialed it up at 99. Some serious high octane.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a little A's baseball here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. We're getting this game in. Don't worry about being cold. Don't worry about the gray skies. We are playing baseball today. Big Joe Boyle up against the left-hander Mackenzie Gore. Vince Cotroneo joins us. And Vince, back in the day, this great movie Bull Durham, Nuclealoosh said to Crash Davis, "You know what? I like winning. It's a lot better than losing." And that's how I'm feeling right now.
Well, the A's played some close games, some low-scoring games, and they've won those, which is something they didn't do a whole lot of last year, as we know, Townie. And I think it is a sign of progress, which is what 2024 is all about, is taking that next step. And part of that is being able to win some of these low-scoring games when the offense isn't really clicking but giving you just enough. The starting pitching and the relief pitching certainly has done an excellent job of keeping the A's in ball games, and so I think you ride that out as long as you can. And you know, we've talked about, you know, using the word vibe inside the A's clubhouse, and it is a different feel in there and a different belief. I mean, they're still guys are trying to establish themselves certainly on the major league level, but there is more of a sense of we can get this done. Maybe not the prettiest way, maybe not the most exciting way at the moment, but in the meantime, if you can win games like this, 1-0 and 2-1. When the offense isn't doing a whole lot, but the pitching is, boy, you really tip your cap to the A's to, collectively getting the job done.
Yeah, the pitching has been fantastic, and really, you look at last night's game, three guys you get, Blackburn, Butler, and how about Schumann making his debut, not as a fielder, not as a hitter, but as a pinch runner, and in his first time ever on a field, scores the game-winning run.
Yeah, very cool, and everybody talked about the skill set that Max brings to the table. Nothing really stands out in terms of wow, but he does a lot of things very well and, has enough speed. And Eric Martin's no hesitation. He cut the bag very aggressively, and that head-first slide had to be, a dream come true for Max, and he does it in front of family and friends. The scout that signed him, Rich Sparks, is here from Detroit, watching it all take place, a kid out of Eastern Michigan. And great to see that an organizational guy gets an opportunity to contribute. And you heard our conversation with Lawrence Butler after the game last night. Those guys were drafted together. There is a bond inside that A's clubhouse with guys that have worked toward getting this dream to happen, and to see those two contribute in that kind of way really was special.
Well, get your sunscreen out. We're playing baseball today.
A little breezy today. We're told the gusts up to 30 miles an hour, but you know what? We're going to play, and we're going to play on time.
You have a great call.
Thank you, buddy.
Vince Cotroneo right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Coming up next, Lucas Ercig. The bullpen, the numbers are fantastic. He's a big part of it, and he's next right here on A's Total Access.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and dry. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
This is A's Total Access.
Lucas Erceg is going to play a big part this year in the Athletics bullpen. He joined us yesterday up in the treehouse. It was happy hour. It was A's Cast Live, and we talked about pitching, we talked about defense, and we talked about the A's.
When you attack the zone, you allow your defense to stay in the game, not get on the, you know, on the heels of their feet. And it keeps them active, keeps them in the game. So I think we've been doing a really good job of that. And as far as getting the leadoff hitter out has been our kind of like our early season motto. And I think that's a very strong one to have. If you get the leadoff hitter out, you're already putting yourself in a good spot to succeed. So we've been doing a really good job of that. And then, you know, moving forward with some conviction. So
quality strikes early in the count, you know. Everybody now is so focused on velocity. Oh, you threw it 99, or oh, you threw it 100. Well, if you throw 100 out of the zone, it's not a strike. It's worthless.
Right.
So talk about, yeah, I can throw it 99. I can throw it 98. I can hump it up to 100. But throwing quality strikes is so key.
Absolutely. Yeah, and like I said, it starts from, you know, getting that first strike. I think it, you know, kind of puts the hitter in a more defensive mode hitting, makes them uncomfortable already. You know, starting the at bat off with, you know, behind in the count. So we've also been doing a good job of that. And like you said, quality strikes is all that matters. We don't really necessarily, you know, pitch for the strikeout, but I think the more quality strikes we rack up, the more that becomes a reality. More than anything, the early outs are just as important, because now we're, you know, saving our bullets in the bullpen, and we're staying available the next day and the day after that, and you know, really backing on each other to, you know, keep providing those early outs and efficient outs, and it all plays down the road.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just fitting having you up in the treehouse today, because right before you, we had Sean Doolittle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your guy, well, of course, you watched him being an A's fan growing up.
Yeah.
Your paths are very similar. Remember, he was a first baseman for the A's in the minor leagues, got hurt, became a pitcher. And the thing is developing that second pitch. And I think for you, what I love is the changeup. It's not the stress on the elbow that we're seeing with so many guys with sliders and sweepers and throwing it so hard and everybody chasing spin. The release point's the same. It looks like a fastball out of your hand. It's such a weapon when you throw that hard and you throw a changeup, because for a hitter, my God, I just saw 100, and now here comes that changeup. I mean, just talk about the development of your changeup, because it's become a great weapon for you.
I'm naturally just a good pronator, so everything I'm throwing, I'm kind of turning over. So that's why my two-seam kind of plays very well. It's hard, but it does have that arm side run to it, and it's the same thing with the changeup. I'm naturally able to kind of turn that ball over and allow the ball to take off arm side. It's always been my most comfortable pitch throwing. I have no idea why, but even in college, when, you know, I was mainly just a fastball changeup guy and kind of had like a curveball or a slider, whatever, kind of in my back pocket. But I think now, trying to, you know, already kind of have that two-seam and that changeup developed to where I kind of want it and just maintain it, I've been working on throwing my slider for a strike, making sure that the hitters kind of understand that, hey, I have a third weapon in my back pocket that I can throw at any time, and I think I've had some really good success, you know, to start the year with, especially the slider. But, you know, the two-seam and the changeup are my bread and butter, and I don't think hitters, necessarily don't expect it, but I think it's the two main pitches that I throw in my arsenal, and it's, you know, still putting up good enough numbers for me to, you know, stay with it. So it's been good so far.
Well, when you are, you win the award for the top reliever in the National League, it's the Trevor Hoffman Award. And he was fastball changeup, so that combination will work.
I think 100%.
He's in Cooperstown, so it works out. I just want to say how proud I am of you, and I think people don't realize you haven't had a full year of pitching, and where you are now, and you're being thrown into high leverage situations, and you're a main part of a bullpen. It's happened so fast for you. People forget. But this is going to be your first full season. Just talk about how fast and how crazy it's been.
Yeah, no, it's like I still can't believe the situation that I was put in, you know, getting picked up by the A's last year in May and immediately making my debut and kind of just getting thrown into, now I wouldn't call it the fire, but it that's what it kind of felt like. I definitely took every opportunity that I could to enjoy and hold on to every moment. And I think this year is kind of the year that I finally get to prove myself. I was kind of just the experiment, I would say, last year, and I I ended up doing better than I thought, right? But
were the team's experiment.
I don't know, man. It's been fun so far, and this is the year where I really get to prove myself and allow myself to keep enjoying those high intensity situations and you know, whether it's, you know, in the eighth inning or the fifth inning, I'm always ready for the call, and it fires me up knowing that I get to do something as cool as coming out of the bullpen and, you know, throwing some kettlebells. So it's been awesome.
What a great story. And he's a terrific guy. Lucas Ersig on A's Cast Live. Coming up next, hit a big home run last night. Nationals outfielder Jesse Winker will join Jessica Kleinschmidt right here on A's Total Access.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Blackburn delivers the pitch. Strike three called. Now four-seamer, that is strikeout number 8 for Blackburn.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
Welcome back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Jessica Kleinschmidt here. Here's part one of my interview with Nationals outfielder Jesse Winker. All right, Jesse, so the numbers are kind of showing that things are working well for you at the plate. When you're approaching, what is your approach and what's been working for you?
You know, I really just want to be a tough at-bat. I want to swing at pitches that, you know, I can hit hard and try to take pitches that I can't. And really just, you know, make sure I'm prepared every day, make sure my body's prepared, make sure I have a good plan going in every game. And then, that's really it. Try to keep it simple and just play hard.
And you're showing some patience at the plate with the on-base percentage, and that's certainly showing. Is that something you've learned over the years? Is there a maturation process behind that?
You know, that's something I feel like has always, ever since I was a kid playing, I feel like it's always been somewhat part of my game. I think there's taking pride in swinging at what I want to swing at, but not giving up like an aggressive side of myself as well. But I just think it's like really, really taking pride in swing at a pitch I want to hit, but like you're gonna have games where you don't as well, and you chase, like these guys on the mound are outstanding, and it's really just trying to battle them as much as you can.
You're in your eighth season, which is a very unique time frame in somebody's career, and Dave Martinez himself said you have some left in the tank. What's it like hearing that from him, and how do you feel that you're where you're at in your career?
Hearing that from him is great. It's very it's inspiring, right? Because I feel I agree with what he's saying, and you know, but it's my job to continue to prepare my body and prepare my mind and prepare, you know, going about this game. I feel like I've done a good job of of kind of getting my body in a better position physically. And I'm really proud of that. And but besides that, hearing that from him, that's great. You know, he's a guy who's you know, he's been a part of two World Series teams, one with the Cubs, one with the Nationals. He played for a really, really long time, so he knows the game. And actually, to be honest with you, all of our coaches here played for a really, really long time, and they all know the game, and they've all seen a lot in this game. So hearing that from him, that's a big honor.
And a lot, when it comes to the coaching staff, you can talk very quickly about this is what makes them successful. What about some stuff that maybe is off the page that we don't talk about that adds to the success of this coaching staff?
Just how they go about everything day in and day out. The attention to the things they put their attention toward is just, it's amazing. Obviously, they all have the playing experience side of it, but, you know, they also have been coaching for a while now, so they see the game through both sides, and I think that's, it's incredible, really, to be a part of. You know, within the first couple of weeks when I was in spring training, I realized, okay, yeah, I see why they, you know, 5 years ago they won a championship.
Right.
And you see why. Like, they pay attention to, they pay attention to what I would say is, like, the right things. And I've learned so much in my time here already. Like, yeah, I think it's been 6, 7, or 8 weeks, whatever the number is. But I've learned so much from all of them, and especially Para. Like, Para's really taught me so much about defense, base running and hitting and just like hitters. It's been incredible.
What was your spring like compared to past spring trainings? It was certainly a unique approach this time around.
You know, I just wanted to implement some things I had worked on in the off season, and then I wanted to show that I was healthy and I was able to move around and help a team. That's all I was really trying to show. And I'm proud of the work I put in the off season. I'm looking forward to just kind of carrying it over into the season.
That was part one of my interview with Nationals outfielder Jesse Winker. Coming up next, as A's Total Access presented by Chevron continues, another segment of Around the Minors with Russ Langer interviewing Brett Harris.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Idle Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idle Wind at Boot Barn.
This is A's Total Access.
Hi, I'm Russ Langer, the Las Vegas Aviators, joined by third baseman Brett Harris on this edition of Around the Minors. Brett Harris, our guest. Brett, first of all, let's get into your background a little bit. You grew up in the Midwest, and talk about your love for baseball, how it developed, and who you followed.
You know, honestly, it was no one in my family played baseball prior to me. My mom was a soccer player in college. My dad was a basketball player, and it was kind of funny. My mom, when I was born, actually got a bat engraved with my height, my weight, and the time that I was born. Just had a feeling I was going to be a baseball player. I was about 2 years old and could barely walk, and I was throwing rocks into the river in the backyard. And that's kind of, you know, baseball is, you know, since I could walk, I was doing it in some sort of fashion. So it was, you know, just kind of something that I loved. And, you know, I played all kinds of different sports growing up, but obviously baseball was my passion. And, you know, just I played as much as I could. And it was kind of good, though, in the Midwest, you can't play baseball in the winter very much. So it helped me out, kind of get a little bit of time off of baseball, play a little bit different of a sport. But I love baseball. And, you know, obviously I play as much as I can.
coming back from that injury you had. I know you got a chance to play in the fall league. What was the rehab like, and what was that experience like?
It was more of a mental barrier than a physical one, for sure. I got pretty lucky on the physical side, just getting away with 7 stitches. I got pretty lucky. It was just kind of just getting back in the box and building confidence. You know, I got to work through that in the fall league. Didn't play as well as I wanted to, but you know, there was other things that, you know, I was working on, you know, mentally and stuff like that. So it's just good to be back. And you know, obviously it's just part of the game. And you know, the guy who hit me, you know, obviously felt horrible, but it's just part of the game and wasn't on purpose. So, you know, we're back here, and you know, you can't think of the worst things that could happen. You know, there's a lot of bad things that could happen playing a sport, but you know, we're back, we're healthy, and you know, get to play some baseball every day. So
what helped you the most in overcoming that mental barrier?
I don't know if there's necessarily one thing. You know, I got with our sports psychologist, Ben Stracht. You know, he helped me out a lot. Just, you know, working through different, you know, exercises and being able just to talk, you know, to someone outside of a coach or a teammate, you know, just someone on the sports psych side. But honestly, just the best thing was just getting back in the box. You know, if that would have ended my season and I had to sit on it the whole off season, it would have been kind of a, you know, a bad way just to sit on, you know, getting hit in the face for 4 months. So it was good to go to the fall league and, you know, work that out right away so I can come to spring training, you know, fresh and just ready to go.
Brett Harris joining us. Brett, the team had its first road trip to Sugar Land, and you had a particularly good game the last game. And no matter what happens, you can tell your grandkids you faced future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander. What was that like?
It's really cool, you know, and obviously you don't want to fantasize too much because you want to be, you know, you want to be him, you know, I guess not necessarily a pitcher, but you know, you want to be a Hall of Famer. So it's just cool, you know, and that's one of the best pitchers, you know, we've seen in our generation. So it's just cool to go in there and, you know, it's kind of a reality check, see where you're at, you know, see what you know, the best pitchers in the big leagues are doing. So it was just super fun, and you know, it is cool to get in that bat off of a guy like that.
As of today, you're coming in hitting .292. Are you happy with your start?
You know, I don't really – that was the first time I heard my stats. I don't really like to look at it too much. I mean, especially early on, you know, one hit or one out can bump you, you know, 30 points, 40 points at this time of the year. So, honestly, I just focus on hitting consistently, you know, trying to hit the ball as hard as I can every at-bat. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, if it's all results-based, it's going to be a long year. But, you know, if I just trust my process and just continue to play the game that I know I can, then everything will work itself out.
Appreciate your time, Brett. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And that's Brett Harris, our guest. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Around the Minors. A's baseball is coming up soon. Back now to Chris Townsend.
We're getting ready for A's baseball next, right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Here's the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball is drilled to left. Hayes is going back. Hayes at the track. He's right to the wall, and he will watch it fly. And Langoliers unloads with a 3-run home run to left field.
A's Cast is your 24/7 home for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
The A's have won 2 straight, 5 of 6, and it was a dramatic win last night here at the Coliseum.
1-2, swung on, stroked into left field, a base hit. Schumann's to third, waved home by Martins. The throw was late, headlong slide, A's win it. Max Schumann in his debut scores the winning run as Lawrence Butler brings him home. Oakland at 10. Beats the Nationals 2-1.
And you look at it, they're 6-8 on the season. I mean, come on, they're starting to get exciting. Why? Well, the stat of the day, it's about pitching. Since April 3rd, A's starters have a 2.53 ERA. That's fourth best in Major League Baseball, and the bullpen has even been better. They are third in baseball since April 3rd with a 1.46 earned run average. It's all about pitching. The question is, can the hitting catch up? The hitting hasn't been great, but the one thing that you have to like is they're finding ways to win games. Last year, they found every way to lose games. This year, they're finding every way to win games. And there is a different vibe around this team. There is a different vibe in the clubhouse, and it is a lot of fun to see. A young team is growing up in front of our eyes. Coming up next, Ken Korak is going to sit down with Scott Emerson. Those pitching numbers I just gave you, Scott Emerson is a big reason why this team is throwing the ball so well. We're getting ready for the A's and the Nationals from the Coliseum. It's A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile One coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
This is A's Total Access.
Getting set for game two of the series at the Coliseum, the A's and the Nationals, and Scott Emerson is with us after another great effort by Paul Blackburn last night, Emo. And let's talk a little bit about what goes on the morning after with your pitchers. Like, you just finished a meeting, as we're getting set to record this, with Blackburn, some of the other A's coaches, the review of the game before. How does that go?
Yeah, we're just taking the information and the data that we get from the night before and all the data that we've always used. First pitch strikes, winning our 1-1 conversions, working ahead, what are we doing behind, what's our pitch usage, where our ball flight is, and how our mechanics are going. So, we incorporate the other coaches. Dan Hubbs, our bullpen coach, Marcus Jensen controls our running game, so he talks to the pitchers about their times and their holds and how they handle the running game. And then over time, we'll bring in Ethan Stewart, our biomechanist, and if we got to get down deep into our mechanics, what we're seeing mechanic-wise. So, it's just a good opportunity to have one-on-one meetings. You know, it's every day with the starters the next day, and it's every three or four outings with the relievers. So it's a lot of fun to give them some personal time.
So with Blackburn, Emo, what impresses you the most about what he's done so far this year?
I think it's the pitch mix that he has. He's got the ability to exploit a hitter's weaknesses with all the pitches he's got. He's got a cut fastball. He's got the four-seam fastball. He's got the sinking fastball. I mean, that's three pitches right there, and they're all versions of fastballs. And then he's got a sweeping slider, a curveball, and a changeup. So he's able to move the ball, hard away, soft away, hard in, soft away. So when you're able to do that and you can execute those pitches, you're going to be really good.
In this time, Emo, when almost every day you open the paper or the internet and somebody's going down with Tommy John surgery and some of the best pitchers in the game are out right now, do you think Blackburn is a great example that you don't have to throw the ball 97, 98 to be effective?
Well, even if you do throw the ball 97, 98 in the major leagues, you got to have execution. You got to be able to, over the course of the season, put it where you want to put it. So, I think, by having the other pitches in his arsenal and throwing strikes and executing pitches, all pitchers become better by doing that. Just because you have a hard fastball doesn't mean you're good. I mean, there's plenty of examples I could go down the road. I've been doing this a long time. There's a lot of A's minor league pitchers that I had in the minor leagues that we couldn't get them to execute as well, and you've never heard of them, and they threw 100 miles an hour. So, a lot of it for me is execute what you can execute, and if you throw harder, that's a plus because your margin of error is a little bit better. But, the guys that we got, we just got to keep grinding on them how important execution is.
Yeah, okay, speaking of throwing 100, like with Mason Miller, if he just had that, he wouldn't be nearly as effective. Take us inside the development of his slider Is it the grip, the mechanics? What's going on with his breaking pitch that's made it so effective?
Well, I think Mason Miller, you know, the times that we've had him here in the organization, he's a strike thrower. And he's a strike thrower that throws really, really hard, right? And, you know, he's got a really good changeup, and he's got a cut fastball that he used to have that, you know, as you're pitching out of the bullpen, you know, you don't want to be a jack-of-all-trades, master of none, and you're just throwing so many different pitches and you're not mastering any. So, you know, it's a two-pitch mix with a third pitch in his pocket right now, and that's that changeup that he's thrown a couple times. But, you know, Mason creates a good spin. He gets the ball out in front, and then when you throw 104, you got to respect that. And then all of a sudden, that 86, 87 mile an hour slider comes, and you know, it's really an effective pitch.
Okay, Townie, that's Emo. He's getting set for game two against the Nationals, and we'll send things back over to you.
Saturdays with Emo is fantastic. We got a little day baseball for you. The rain is gone. Let's get it going. It's the Nationals and it's the A's. Saturday baseball from the Coliseum. Enjoy this one, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.